It's time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FullRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Full Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Full Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Full Recovery Internet Radio.
All right, Neil. Portside Fieldhouse.
Yep.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you and yours.
We got more basketball tonight.
Yes, we do. Girls tonight and a lot more stuff, a little bit more this week.
The Delta St. John's Blue Jays, Lady Blue Jays, come to town and playing tonight. And then this coming Friday, boys host South Adams. Recognition for the state competitors will be done between the JV and varsity games. Full Recovery Radio broadcast with audio on NFHS video. And we're looking at the cord. Looks like the cord's all set. We're in good shape with that.
Well, it's turned on, but we didn't plug it in. So.
Well, that's okay.
Well, yeah, it's plugged in now, so the NFHS people can hear us now. So.
And then Saturday, come on out. Battle of 119 at Marion Local. Girls Varsity starts at 6 p.m. Boys Varsity starts at 7:30. It'll be simulcast on WPGW. Huddle video will be available as well.
Yep. So let's take a break. We'll come back and talk a little bit about Indians and Lady Blue Jays and Lady Indians, and back in just a little bit with a little more of what we're going to be talking about and watching tonight.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Business owners and farmers, are you concerned with the economy and where things might be headed? That's why it's important to be thinking about your 2024 and 2025 operating monies. Come see our newest addition, my son Tyler and I, for the best value in the market. Because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice to have a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See us for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Welcome back to Fortsite Fieldhouse. Indians and Lady Indians and Lady Blue Jays. Johan's going to be announcing the game, and Brody Hart's going to help him some. I'm a little froggy, and Brody is back from rehab on his surgery, and we're happy to have him. Good to see you, Brody.
Good to see you, too.
Yep. So you want to talk a little bit about what the Blue Jays have done this season? They have no wins, but it seems like they had some games that they were in and had a chance to win. So,
Lady Blue Jays, 0-9, 0-3 in the league. Some early close games against Delphus Jefferson and Spencerville. And then some pretty stiff competition down the stretch here with Minster, obviously, Crestview, who the Lady Indians played as well.
Yep. They had some games when they didn't even score double digits against some mediocre teams, and they played some pretty good teams where they hung in there with them.
So I
have to think that they think this is going to be a winnable game for them.
Yep.
And we need to make sure that doesn't happen.
Yep, Lady Indians got to come out ready to play. Lady Indians 3-6, 0-3 in conference, but probably played three really good teams in the conference.
Yep.
So, we know the Lady Indians are capable of playing really good basketball, and they've shown it in stretches. And now it's just a matter of, I think, consistency and winning the games you're supposed to win. And then, Neil, I got a little announcement. So fifth and sixth grade girls are going to play at halftime. So, Brody, it's going to be Neil and you, Brody, at halftime. I got to duck out real quick. We've got the fifth grade girls. So that includes Victoria Bruin, Sierra Garkey, Leah Willman, Brooklyn Webker, Kendall Workcamp, Brindley Steinbrenner, Audrey Niekamp, Kinley Shane Line, and Emily Andrews. And that they will be scrimmaging the sixth grade girls, who is the team that I coach. Haley Greasy, Caitlin Stahman, Zoe Wendell, Natalie Wenning, Jordan Honeycutt, Brooklyn Guggenbiller, Rihanna Wecker, and Anna Niekamp. So, don't have anything to do, come on out. They play at halftime. Game's just getting about ready to start here.
Even if you do have something to do, you want to make sure you get up here to watch these girls. It's always a lot of fun to watch these girls play.
So, clock's winding down, probably getting ready for the national anthem here in a few, Neil, huh?
Yeah, and the introduction, so let's shut her down, and we'll be back in just a little bit.
Hi, this is Amanda Seegers with Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Fort Recovery Insurance knows you buy insurance for protection. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is ready to help when you've had a loss and need help with a claim. When you buy your insurance online, you could end up waiting in line to recover. Step inside the fort for the protection you need and the help you expect when you've had a loss. Call Fort Recovery Insurance, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency today at 419-375-4181.
Stroll Appliance and Electronics is the place to find GE appliances, parts, and service, Radio Shack electronics, scrapbooking supplies, and even kitchenette brooms. Shop Strolls at 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. until noon. Need an appointment? Call me, Debbie, at Strolls, 260-726-7136. The Stroll family at Stroll Appliance and Electronics would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in their game today.
Need gas? Stop into Fort Site Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fort Site Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low. At Fort Site Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fort Site Streets. It's time for basketball, and it's also time to get that new Lazy Boy recliner to watch the March Madness games in comfort from Meddler's Furniture in downtown Portland, Indiana, and now also at Fort Recovery's own Simple Touch Home Decor. The Simple Touch now stocks select items from Meddler's Furniture right here in Fort Recovery. These two great businesses are partnering to provide their customers with quality furniture and decor products that are displayed at both stores. Now you can shop for that Lazy Boy recliner and other top quality furniture for your home and your unique home decor items, not only at Meddler's Furniture in Portland, but also at a Simple Touch in Fort Recovery. Check out the selection at both stores. You'll be glad you did.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious, home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Port Recovery.
All right, we're back. Portside Fieldhouse, Lady Indians basketball hosting the Lady Blue Jays. So, looks like the Indians are going to go starting five of Cameron Mullenkamp, Kennedy Mullenkamp, Carly Niekamp, Bridget Holman, and McKenna Heelskamp. And let's see, we've got for Delphi St. John's, we got number four, Aubrey Fairchild, number five, Emma Wiltsey, number 12, Ava Hershey, number 20, Evie Vonderwell, and number 23, Megan Kerner. So just looking at the heights, Neil, Lady Indians should be able to take advantage of some size here, I would think. Lady Blue Jays tallest player, 5'9".
Yeah, now sometimes when those shorter players can be really tough yep. on defense because they're a little closer to the ground.
Apply the pressure. It's going to be we should have the size advantage, and it'll be key to see if that's something we could take advantage of early.
So, Brody, you got some girls that, your sister's playing. Maybe she'll probably get in the game, I'm going to guess.
I'm hoping she gets in the game. It's the first one I've been able to make it to, so
yeah.
I hope to see some good basketball being played.
And the JV team hasn't been not able to play tonight, obviously, due to Delvin St. John's numbers. But our JV team, full of young freshmen, mostly some sophomores on that team, and they're getting better and better every game. So you can kind of see them continuing to develop, and they look like they enjoy playing it out there. And she might have got the basketball team, Brody. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Fair to say?
Okay. Yep.
All right, we're getting ready for tip-off here. Lady Indians basketball versus the Delphi St. John's Lady Blue Jays. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to everyone listening.
Yep.
You got all your shopping done, Brody?
I don't have to do shopping.
No shopping. No, it's easy when
you have a girlfriend, you have to do shopping.
I had that done since Thanksgiving.
Oh, he had it done. He's on it. Okay. He's on it.
I'm not surprised. He just said he didn't have shopping to do.
All right, so jump ball. Bridget Holman back to McKenna. McKenna with the ball, getting the Lady Indians in the offense. Looks like Delvis is going to come out in 2-3 zone. Indians moving the ball around the perimeter. Kennedy with the ball at the point, taking her time. Swing over to Cameron Mullenkamp, now inside at the elbow to Carly Niekamp. She loses it. Ball stolen by Emma Wiltsey. And now the Lady Blue Jays have it. They're looking to go. 23 Megan Kerner with the ball. Indians, Lady Indians, and man. Deep three and make by number five, Emma Wiltsey. So,
In just looking at those scores and thinking about Delphus, in my head, when they're making threes, that's when they have enough points to stay with somebody, and we're not making threes.
So deep.
They don't have double digits, so we have to be pretty careful there.
And Carly Niekamp with the ball inside gets tied up. Possession arrow is going to go to the Lady Blue Jays. So Wiltsey with pretty deep three, honestly.
Yeah.
He's a couple feet behind the line. Lady Blue Jays lead early 3-0. Indians applying some pressure now. And Bridget Holman trying to pick her up. Up. She's got it on the floor. Down she goes over to McKenna Hielskamp. McKenna's now it's balls on the floor. It's going to be tied up again. Possession arrow is going to go back to Lady Indians. So good defense there by Bridget Holman, who got the tip on the ball and then dove, got on the floor, you know, to get after that ball. Lady Indians baseline out of bounds play, looking to go corner. Kennedy Mullenkamp. Up, and the ball's tipped and stolen by the Lady Blue Jays. And Lady Blue Jays looking to run. Number 23 goes up. Ball stays with the Lady Blue Jays. So number 23, Megan Kerner, looked to attack there. Some contact. Lady Indians straight up. Ball goes out of bounds, and Lady Blue Jays will keep possession. Out of bounds play into the corner. Lady Indians and man. Ball moving side to side. Kerner looking to attack. Kicks out. Swing pass over to number four, Aubrey Fairchild. Off the rim. Rebound Carly Niekamp, but she's looking to run. She's going to take it all the way up and in. So good drive and score by Carly Niekamp. Lady Indians trail 3-2. Cameron Mullenkamp now applying pressure. Lady Indians applying that full court pressure. Well, she guarded by Kennedy. Kerner guarded by Cameron. Ball moving side to side. Kerner looking to attack. Up off the rim, no good. Rebound Cameron Mullenkamp, and Kennedy's got it now looking to go. McKenna looking to drive baseline. Reverse layup, no good. Carly gets it up and in. Rebound Carly Niekamp, and Lady Indians lead 4-3.
I noticed the Blue Jays, every chance they got, they were looking for that three. So I'd say that is their entire game plan.
Yep. It looks like, they're a lot of ball handlers and shooters out there. You know, they run kind of, it looks like a five out against Lady Indians' man. Just trying. And the ball's going to go out of bounds. Turnover on the Lady Blue Jays. Lady Indians going to have it. But, a lot of five out. A lot of penetration, a lot of trying to find threes. Did a good job settling in the game by the Lady Indians, getting a couple good buckets around the basket, attacking with that pressure, and using that to generate some offense. So Lady Blue Jays in zone. Ball's moving side to side. Cameron's going to fire a three. It's going to be short. Rebound Bridget Holman. She's going to shoot up. No good. Carly Niekamp tip. Kennedy, little eight-footer off the back of the rim. Carly Niekamp with the rebound again. She's going to go up. Still off the front of the rim. Rebounded by the Lady Blue Jays, and now they are going. But being hounded by McKenna Hielskamp. So Lady Blue Jays looking to go. Up shot from the corner. Three ball. And it's good. Number 12, Ava Hershey. 5'6 junior for Delphi. So they take a 6-4 lead here. Early first quarter action. 4:30 to go. Lady Blue Jays in zone. Still playing that zone. Packing in. Ball goes into Carly Niekamp. She goes up and gets a bucket. Carly's got, I think, 6 points on the in the quarter. And we're all tied up at six. Kerner being guarded by Cameron Mullenkamp. Kicks over the corner. Three ball shot. Long. Rebounded by Hershey. Hershey looking, finding somebody back out to Kerner. Or Wiltsy, excuse me. Kerner's now going to try a three from the right wing. She's going to hit it. So number 23, Megan Kerner with the three ball, and Lady Blue Jays lead 9-6.
We can't let them keep getting those open shots.
They're, yep, yep.
That we, just gives not, them confidence when they start making them.
And Carly inside out to McKenna Hielskamp for three. Off the front of the rim, rebound by Cameron Mullenkamp. She's going to attack, go. Look to find somebody kicking. Bridget Holman. Bridget's going to come down. Shoot. And player control foul is going to be called on Bridget Holman. So looked like she kind of got caught up in the air there. And Lady Blue Jays were in position. So Lady Blue Jays with a 9-6 lead. 3:37 to go. First quarter action. Lady Indians in full court man pressure. It's going to be 5 seconds. And the Lady Indians going to get possession back.
Good job, Carly.
Yep. And I think that's going to be key. Like you said, Neil, these girls are looking to shoot it. And if we can keep pressuring them, we got to keep that pressure up and make sure we're able to guard. Inbound pass to Bridget Holman off bottom of the rim. Off Bridget. Going to go back to Lady Blue Jays.
Yeah, she's a little too far under to get that shot up.
So Indians with the pressure now, trailing 9-6. And trap comes. Hershey's got it over to Kerner. She's going to skip past. Now stolen by Kennedy Mullenkamp. Now Kennedy looking to go. She's going to kick out to McKenna Hielskamp for three. And McKenna Hielskamp's got it. Three-point shot from the left wing. Indians applying pressure again. Kerner looking to attack. Kicks over to Welchie. Over to number four, Aubrey Fairchild. And Aubrey nails a three. So 12-9, a lot of points here. First quarter action, 3 minutes to go. Lady Indians trail by three.
That quick shot really got them going. You just have to get that defense
down
there quicker.
The Blue Jays zone, yeah, they're just really packing it in and making it hard for the Lady Indians. And you know, anything that's going to the middle of the paint is getting collapsed on immediately. You know, Carly had the ball a couple times, and it and they got their hands on it. But Kenna's going to try a three over from the left wing. Rebound, Delphus. So Kerner looking to bring it up. Lady Indians in man trailing 12-9 here. Early first quarter action. 2:30 to go. And ball going to be thrown away.
Yep.
Possession back to the Lady Indians.
I think another noticeable thing is with the Blue Jays, Aubrey Fairchild is 5'7", which is one of their tallest starters, and she shot a three. So I think they're not really looking to drive in.
No.
They're more so shooting outside shots.
They're going to have a hard time getting looks inside, but that's exactly what Delphi's zone is trying to do to us. They're trying to take away the inside, and there comes that trap again. They're going to call another jump ball, and it's going to go back to Delphi.
Each team has four field goals. We have three twos and a three, and they have four threes.
And Coach Dyke's going to take a quick timeout, talk to the girls. They're just having a lot of hard, usually through that zone, you want to play inside out. But we'll take a break and be right back.
It's time for year-end savings at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Enjoy 15% off all Case IH filters, keeping your equipment running smoothly into the new year. Don't wait until open house to save big. Stock up now and ensure your farm is ready for every challenge ahead. But hurry, these savings won't last. This is a limited-time offer. Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer, where savings and service come together. Case IH filters, keeping you on track for success.
All right, we're back. First quarter action, 2:06. Lady Blue Jays lead the Lady Indians 12-9. And Lady Blue Jays are all four shots threes, if not pretty close. They at least got three of them.
Yep.
Lady Indians looking to apply pressure. Trap coming. Hershey over to Fairchild. Fairchild looking to go. Balls up to number 20 in the game, Evie Vonderwell. Now Fairchild going to shoot a three, and she buries it.
So their shots have been up within 5 seconds when they cross center court.
They've been getting open looks, too.
Yeah. Before our defense gets set.
And haven't been able to find those shooters. Skip pass over to Bridget Holman. And goes into Bridget Holman, and she's going to be called for the travel. So the zone giving Lady Indians all kinds of fits right now. Anytime the ball comes in, it is just absolutely getting swarmed. And Lady Indians applying some zone pressure now. Full court. Kerner looking to pass up to Wiltsey, over to Hershey. Ball's lost. McKenna's got it, looking to attack. Down the left side she goes. Being bodied up by Vonderwell. Kick out to Kennedy Mullenkamp for three. Air ball. Rebound Carly Niekamp. She's going to find it out to Kennedy Mullenkamp again. Over to Cameron. Swing over to Bridget. Over to Kennedy. Ball's moving side to side. Lady Blue Jays kind of daring the Lady Indians to shoot it from three, and Bridget Holman's going to shoot it up off the rim. Rebound. Going to be tipped and back to the Lady Blue Jays. So Lady Indians can't get a three ball to go. I think they got one in the quarter. The trail of Lady Blue Jays early, 15-9. Pressure being applied. Kerner looking to dribble in the middle of the floor. Fairchild bobbled it, kept possession, and now Blue Jays again looking to shoot.
Six Auburn threes Fairchild in this quarter. That's all they're scoring. Nine. I don't think they've taken a shot inside the line.
No. So 18-9. Lady Indians reeling a little bit. And skip pass over to Bridget Holman. She's going to try a three. Rebound Carla Niekamp up Cameron Mullenkamp. The ball's going to be reached again. And jump ball possession is going to stay with the Lady Indians.
30 seconds left. I would say they've only missed one or two. They've made six.
Yeah, it just looks like we're not getting matched up. We're not contesting, right?
Yep.
They're finding the open person, and they're getting open looks, and they're a good shooting team. So inbound play to Bridget Holman. Ball's going to go up. Bridget's going to keep it. She's going to try and go up again, and she's going to be called for the travel.
Thought it might have been a jump ball, or maybe the other girl had a hold of her arm. But
you just can't bring the ball down in the middle. They're just absolutely swarming it, and they're going to tie up, and that's what they've done about four or five times now this quarter. And McKenna Hillskamp going to get called with a foul, applying the pressure. Her first, team second of the quarter. Yep. So
21 seconds left.
Lady Blue Jays up 18-9, 21 seconds to go, first quarter action. Kerner guarded by Cameron Mullenkamp. Lady Indians in man. And ball moving side to side. Hershey's got it up top over to, I think, Fairchild's going to bank off. 3 seconds to go. Carly's got it, going to give a heave. And that's going to be end of the quarter. So Lady Blue Jays lead 18-9. We'll take a break. Be back for the second quarter action.
At Eagles Floral and Apparel, we make unique gifts to celebrate any occasion. From proms, birthdays, celebrations, weddings, anniversaries, memorial gifts, or just thinking of you, let our floral experts create just the right gifts to celebrate the moment. We also offer custom apparel to support your local school or a custom design screen printed or embroidered to support your organizational business. Meet with our team to create your own design or select from a number of stock designs. We have a large selection of gear in stock. Stop in today at 101 South Wayne Street or call us at 419-375-4668 at BU Floral and Apparel to get your order started today.
Thank you. Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, we're back.
Yep.
Second quarter action.
Plug your sixth graders again here at halftime.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sixth grade playing. We've got, let's see here. I'm going to bring up that text again.
There's plenty of time for you to get up here.
Yep, we got them. We got them at halftime.
They'll be playing at halftime.
Fifth versus sixth scrimmage. So we got 7 sixth graders and we got 9 fifth graders. So Blue Jays with the ball to start the quarter. And ball moving side to side. Indians look like they picked up the pressure a little bit. And Blue Jays just running that five-out action, trying to get some open looks and some people open for three. But and Coach Deitch kind of delivered the message, like, we've got to have better intensity. Rebound, Bridget Holman now going the other way for the Lady Indians. And Lady Blue Jays going to stay zone. And why wouldn't you? It's kind of giving us fits all first quarter. Ball going back to Ford. They get it into Carly. Over to Cameron. Ball's going to skip over again. McKenna looking to attack. Cameron Mullenkamp going to shoot a three. Up off the rim. It's going to be out of play.
That last Blue Jay possession was the first drive-in shot that we have seen, and they did just miss a pretty regular bunny shot. So they're definitely a three-point team.
Yep. And just a lot of guards look to attack when they can, look to find open penetrators. So Lady Blue Jays with the ball, up 9, second quarter action. Lady Indians in zone now. Little wrinkle. Looks like kind of their matchup zone. Now it looks like there might be some type of matchup zone, but they get the turnover. McKenna looking to run. Kennedy up, looking to shoot. Up over, no good. Rebound going to go back to the Blue Jays, and now Kerner's going to go and attack. Kerner with the ball down to Hershey, saved by Bridget Holman. Good steal and save there. McKenna's got the ball, and she's going to walk it up. Lady Indians going to get in their offense. So, fifth grade girls, we got Victoria Bruin, Sierra Garkey, Leah Wilman, Brooklyn Webker, Kendall Workamp, Brindley Steinbrenner, Audrey Niekamp, Kenley Shanline, and Emily Andrews. And
we got 2 points by Carly Niekamp.
Got a rebound and bucket. So 18-11, Lady Indians trail by 7. No pressure being applied. Lady Indians just look like they are in man. Pretty aggressive man trying to pressure the ball. And at halftime for the sixth graders, we got Haley Greasy, Caitlin Stahman, Zoe Wendell, Natalie Wenning, Jordan Honeycutt, Brooklyn Guggenbiller, Rihanna Webker, and Anna Niekamp. So come on out. Halftime. Coach is going to be trying to coach him up. Bridget Holman up. Foul. She's going to go to line for 2 shots. So Bridget just attacking the center of the zone there and drawing some contact. And she's going to shoot 2 free throws.
We denied them that early three-pointer that last time down, and they worked it around quite a bit and took them a little bit to get a shot off, and they rushed it a little and missed it. So
we came out of that pressure. I think in the pressure where we were trying to get traps, we kept losing and losing our matchup. So we go half court, man defense. In the first several possessions of this quarter, we guarded a lot better. Nothing, no easy open looks for Delphus. So Delphus with the 18-13 lead, 5 minutes to go. And Lady Blue Jays with the ball in their 5-out, just looking to run weave and find some open action. Continuing. Man, I'm almost getting dizzy watching it. There was a lot of dribble handoffs there, Brody. But
there is a lot of ball movement right now.
There we go. Yep, Lady Indians with the turnover looking to run. Carly Niekamp's got it up top. Cameron Mullenkamp going to attack. Kick back out to Carly. Carly's going to pump fake a three. Over to McKenna, who's got an open three from the wing, and she nails it. McKenna Hilskamp with her second three of the contest. Lady Indians trail 18-16, and the Lady Blue Jays going to take a timeout and talk it over. And we'll take a break here. Be back in just a little bit for Recovery Radio.
Everybody has that hard-to-buy-for person on their Christmas list, and Mary Colleen's has just what you need to solve that problem for you. Mary Colleen's gift cards. You can get them from $5 up to $500, and they can be used for anything they sell at Mary Colleen's. Bowling equipment and games, food, drinks, anything they offer at Mary Colleen's. Don't spend your time looking online or in the stores for something they don't want. Just head out to Mary Colleen's and get your Christmas shopping done fast and easy, and they'll love you for it. Mary Colleen's gift cards, the best Christmas gift you can give them.
All right, we're back. Second quarter action. Lady Indians make it a run, getting back in this game.
7 points so far.
Yep, 18-16, and you can definitely tell the emphasis at the end of that quarter was defensive ball pressure. And no more full court pressure, just hard man-to-man defense, making it pretty tough for the Lady Blue Jays to get open shots. And Lady Blue Jays continue to run that five-out action, but not having much luck here as of late. Ball going over. Kerner looking to attack. Now she's kicks it out to, let's see, Emma Wiltsey. Ball's just moving back and forth, but Lady Indians have been very tough on defense this quarter.
Yep,
and Kerner's going to get called for the travel. Possession goes back to the Lady Indians. Cameron to Kennedy. Kennedy's going to walk it up. 4 minutes to go. Lady Indians trail 18-16.
And so again, they couldn't get that quick open shot, and they ended up with another turnover.
Yep. Good adjustment out of that quarter. Ball skips over the corner. Bridget looking to attack. She kicks out to Kennedy. Kennedy looking to attack. McKenna's going to looking to probe. Pretty tough zone to penetrate against. Everyone's kind of packed in. Kennedy with the top. She's going to look to attack. Up and gets the bucket. So good step through. Face up and bucket by Kennedy Mullenkamp. 18-18. We're tied. 3:28 to go. Second quarter action. Lady Blue Jays with the ball. Kerner being guarded by Cameron. Hershey back to Kerner. Kerner's going to throw a skip pass. Knocked out by Bridget Holman on the tip. Ball's going to stay with the Lady Blue Jays.
Yeah, when they have to pass it, we've been able to get a lot of steals and tipped balls out of it. So their thing is that quick shot.
If we get them out of their comfort zone, they will make mistakes.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. And Fairchild now over to Wiltsey. Wiltsey being guarded by Carly Niekamp. And she's kicking back out. Ball's over to Hershey. Hershey takes a look. Now Evie Vonderwell with the ball. Ball going back and forth. Kerner on the wing looking to attack. Up off the front of the rim. Rebound Carly. Carly's looking to run up the floor to Kennedy Mullenkamp. She's going to pull a 16-foot jumper off the front of the rim. Rebounded by Hershey, and back come with it the Lady Blue Jays. Kerner being guarded by Cameron. Cameron Mullenkamp. 2:30 to go. All knotted up at 18. Skip pass over to Fairchild. And ball moving back and forth. McKenna almost gets the steal. Tipped back in the hands of Lady Blue Jays. She's going to shoot a three. Off rebound Kennedy Mullenkamp, and now she's looking to run. Kennedy looking to attack. Going baseline. Flicks it out. Stolen by Aubrey Fairchild. Now stolen back by Cameron Mullenkamp. She's going to look to attack. Rebound Carly Niekamp. She's going to go up, and she's going to shoot two free throws. All right. Well, boys, I got to go talk to my team and get them ready for halftime.
Yes, sir.
So
it's going to
be
a good show.
After the action, okay?
Still a little time to get up here and watch them play. So.
Yes, sir.
So so far we have outscored them 9-0 this quarter, and they have not been able to score once. And Carly Niekamp, first one's up and in, and Indians take the lead, I believe, for the first time. I think it was 3-2 is as close as we were. They were making threes, and we were making twos. Indians lead 19-18. Carly's second one up, no good. Rebound by Aubrey Fairchild. She'll bring it up. She'll get it over to Megan Kerner. She'll bring it up, and again, Indians with that defense not letting them get to the ball too quick. They try to go inside, flip it back out, and they're going to call a double dribble on, looks like, number 12, Ava Hershey. And so a minute 39 here. Indians with a one-point lead, and Cameron throws it in to Kennedy. She'll bring it across. So what we've seen here is once the Indians started not letting them get those wide open shots right off the bat, they have not been able to handle the ball real well. We've gotten a lot of steals. We're going inside to Carley, and looks like Megan Kerner get called for the foul, trying to reach in and steal that one.
That foul was actually on number 20, Evie Vonderwill.
Yep. And so we got it into Carley. She's going to drive in, take a little shot, no good. Comes back to her. McKenna. Bridget from the top of the key. 3-point shot. And it is 22-18. So not only have they not gotten very many 3-point shots off, they the one or two that they've gotten, they haven't made. So our defense has really come up. And they go inside, tipped away by the Indians. Rebound then stolen away by Cameron Mullenkamp. She's coming the length of the court. Gets it to Carley, gets it back out to McKenna. McKenna drives down into the lane, kicks it back out to Cameron at the corner. Back to McKenna in the corner. And a three-pointer, 25-18. We've outscored them 17-0 here in quarter number two by stopping those quick threes. And it'll be the Blue Jays still trying to, they're going to work inside. This one might go in. No, they miss it. Kennedy Mullenkamp with a rebound. 10 seconds to go here. They're Indians obviously going to work for the last shot. Kennedy's going to go inside to Carley. She goes up and in. And it ends up at 27-18. Indians score 18 points to the Blue Jays 0. And so we'll take us a quick break and come back, talk a little bit about what went on here, and might give you a little bit of play-by-play of what the sixth grade girls are doing with Coach Johan Newkamp. Be back in just a minute.
The holidays are here, and that means parties, and Wayne IGA has everything you'll need. Your favorite beers and wines, chips and dips, and everything you'll need to make your favorite dish. Plus their famous cheese balls and, of course, their party trays. Cookie trays, sandwich trays, veggie trays, fruit trays, and everybody's favorite, their meat and cheese trays. Be sure to order ahead at 375-2865. And don't forget about their ready-to-go chicken. Just stop by and grab some and head to the party. And if you want a larger quantity, call them a few days ahead of time and they'll have it ready to go for you when you get there. They can make your party planning easy. Just call Wayne IGA at 375-2865 and order your party trays and chicken.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse, where our Indians had a really nice second quarter, completely shutting down the Lady Blue Jays. Lady Blue Jays had six three-pointers out of maybe eight or nine shots in the first quarter, led 18-9. Indians could not keep them from getting those quick shots off, and they were drilling every one of them. And so Indians come back, got their defense instead of trying to trap them and leaving somebody open. They had too many shooters, and that didn't work, so we just went straight to our regular defense, Brody. I think that worked out pretty well for us.
I think it went really well. I did notice watching them, Delphus did get a little antsy, trying to just get quick passes down the court, kind of Hail Mary passes, just trying to get an open shot for a three.
Yeah, because that's kind of their only hope. So Indians outscored them 18-0 in that quarter and take a 9-point lead here at halftime. And right now I have the fifth and sixth grade girls out there playing, and Looking into the stands, I see a lot of people that coming back for Christmas, and I see John Kalp over there with the rest of the Kalp clan and several other people over there. So they're out watching Emmy Andrews, and there's a whole bunch of other really good people here. The girls are going back and forth, and they're having a ball, and I'm having a good time watching them. Johan Niekamp coaching one team, and Nick Werkamp coaching the other. And Emmy was all the way down on a fast break, but she didn't get to shoot it because it was a jump ball, and then we're doing some substitutions, so some other girls get to play. And most of these girls, I don't know who they are. But it's fun to watch them. Are any of these girls that you know?
Not really.
Okay.
I know Sierra Garkey, just because I'm same grade as her older brother, Alex.
Oh, yep. Yep. So, but they're out there having fun and dribbling and shooting and stealing and chasing each other around, and I always enjoy this with the younger girls and boys when they're playing. It is fun to watch. Let's take another little break here. We'll come back and maybe wrap up our little halftime thing here, but be back in just a couple minutes after we hear from some of our great sponsors.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Toys, and more Melissa and Doug toys. Kalp Pharmacy has gifts for babies, toddlers, and school-age children, so we can help you cross a name or two off your Christmas list. Melissa and Doug toys are great for hands-on learning, imagination, and creative fun. Check out the selection of toys Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, and Union City and Bernie, Indiana have for this Christmas season. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome back. Halftime at the Fort Sight Fieldhouse. The 6th grade, 5th grade girls are playing, and they're having a ball, and they're doing pretty well. And Indians lead 27-18. It was 18-9 with the Blue Jays leading at the end of the first quarter. They had 6 threes, and we couldn't stop their threes in the first quarter. And, you know, we were matching them shot for shot, but they were making threes, and we were making twos. So that worked for a little bit. We were hanging in there with them, but they got pretty far ahead of us. So Coach Deitch, I think, Brody, he made a little adjustment and said, well, we can't be trying to do the pressure and get the steals because that's not working. They were getting down and getting quick shots. Most of their shots were shot within 5, 6, 7 seconds of crossing center court before our defense was set up. Once our defense set up in the second half or second quarter, we were able to make a lot of steals because they had to pass, and burn up a lot of clock. And then we were getting some long distance, quick running possessions, and so I think it worked out pretty well, Brody. What kind of observations do you have on the first half?
I think after the first quarter, I think Coach Deck did a good job learning the Blue Jays' talents and what they lack in, And I think we're kind of attacking their weaknesses right now, trying to make them drive into the paint, taking away the deep balls. So I think I'm excited to see how the second half goes, but we did put up what they have in the second quarter and held them scoreless. So I think that's going to be huge in the end.
Yeah. Yeah. We just had to slow them down somehow. And, you know, those quick shots, and they were hot. And once you start making a few, everybody starts making a few. So, Johan, you want to give us a little wrap-up of the sixth-grade girls?
Well, one, I forgot my whistle. That wasn't a good. I should have had to. I didn't think. I usually have a whistle at practice so I can blow those jump balls dead. We had several jump balls, but I think the sixth grade got four buckets. The fifth grade got a bucket in there. So it was a good scrimmage. We did a little scrimmaging on Monday, and it's been good for the girls, helping them compete a little bit and kind of get after the ball. And we kind of run sixth grade runs like a 4-1 set mostly, and we got some things that we try and do off of that. But the girls are having fun. They're competing, and we got our next Parkway shootout. Both fifth and sixth grade girls are going to play on January 12th.
Awesome.
So each play two games.
Yep.
So
let's take a quick break here and let Johan catch his breath. We'll be back with the third quarter after this.
Hello, this is Trevor Winning, owner of Top Ranch LLC, former Hastings Automotive. I want to thank the community for the warm welcome back to town. I plan to keep the Hastings quality of service along with their previous employees. With the cold weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking the fluids, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all the lights for your worry-free winter travels. Give Top Ranch LLC a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
All right, Brody, we're back, just about ready to start second half action, and the Lady Indians with a huge second quarter, jumping out to take a 27-18 lead. And, you know, it just seemed like the defensive intensity change. It helped that we weren't pressing full court, so we weren't trying to trap and then match up out of it. You know, everyone could kind of find who they were guarding, and they could communicate. We just did a much better job defensively of making it a lot harder than it was in the first quarter for them to get those open three looks, because when they were getting them, they were burying them.
Yep. I think we did a lot, good job. Second quarter, Coach Dyke kind of realizing that the trap didn't work for us.
Yeah.
Kind of just setting the defense back, taking our time more, kind of slowing ourselves down to make them speed up. So I think it was a good job, good call on his part, good coaching.
So Lady Indians start the third quarter, up 9 points. Lady Blue Jays in zone. The zone has been stingy, although ball goes to Hershey, and Hershey's got the ball looking to attack. Kicks out. Kerner looking to attack. Skip pass over to Fairchild. Back over to Wiltshire, who shoots a three off the front of the rim and in. So a three-pointer. And it just looked like just maybe an errant pass there that got it into the hands of Hershey. But Lady Indians looking to attack. Skip pass over to McKenna Hillscamp. She'll try a three from the corner, and she's going to bury it. So 30-21. Two threes. Back-to-back three. It was one by the Blue Jays and one by the Lady Indians. Lady Indians now in, looks to be, yeah, they're in man to man. Wiltshire with the ball in the corner being guarded by Carlene Camp. Over to Fairchild. Fairchild's probably got most of their threes. I would say four of them. Wiltshire's got two, I believe. Hershey looking to shoot. Ball's tipped by McKenna Hillscamp. Good job there by McKenna. Closing out, getting her hand up, and getting a handle on the ball. Now she's looking to attack. Kennedy looking to attack the baseline. Up, off the rim, no good. She gets her own rebound and puts it in for two. So Lady Indians extend their lead, 32-21. 6:35 to go, third quarter action. Kerner with the ball at the high post to Wiltshire. She skips pass over to Hershey. Hershey gives a back pat and gets a bucket to go. So McKenna was really pressuring that perimeter pretty hard, and good back cut there by Hershey for 2 points. Now Lady Indians in their weave, just looking like weave motion offense against this zone. Kennedy firing a three from the corner, no good. Rebound Kerner. Lady Indians with a 32-23 lead, but Lady Blue Jays looking to play catch up. Lady Indians in man. Hershey with the ball in the corner back to Wiltsy. Over to Fairchild. Top of the key. Guarded by Carly Niekamp. Hershey's got it. Now Carly switches off on her. Fairchild with it in the corner. Guarded by McKenna Hilskamp. And ball moving back to side to side, but haven't gotten any action yet. Lady Blue Jays just patient to run the offense. Kerner looking inside. Wiltsy back out to Kerner. Kerner over to Fairchild. Kerner being guarded by Cameron Mullenkamp. And she's going to lose it as she goes up for the shot. Carly looking to run and throws it off the fingers of McKenna just out of her reach. And it's going to go back to Lady Blue Jays. So, some hands on hips out there, Brody.
There's a lot of them.
Starts to doesn't look like, well, Lady Blue Jays with eight players dressed, and Lady Indians with nine. You know, Lady Indians usually go about six deep unless they someone's in foul trouble, at least for the varsity. And I don't think the Lady Blue Jays have been doing a lot of subbing either. So, Lady Blue Jays with the ball. Lady Indians guarding, harassing man-to-man defense. Hershey now gets to the corner for a three. Overshot it. Cameron with the ball looking to attack. Finds Bridget. Bridget's going to take it up. And be called for the player control foul. Yeah, it was a tough one. She was in position. Bridget kind of tried to avoid it off to the side. But gets the charge call, and I think her second charge of the contest. I'm not sure what foul that is, but Lady Indians 32-23, leading the third quarter. Ball stolen by Kennedy Mullenkamp. She's looking to finish, and she goes up with the left hand and puts it in. So Lady Indians now up by 11, 4:30 to go, third quarter, 34-23. And Kerner with the ball being guarded by Cameron. Up, Lady Indians looking to trap. Trap first pass. Wanderwald's looking to get rid of it. Fairchild looking to the corner. Hershey's looking to shoot. Now Fairchild's going to get a look at a three, and it's going to go off. Banked it in. She banked it off the... kind of banked and circled around. But timeout, Lady Blue Jays. We'll be back. Third quarter action.
Hi, this is Chad Newton, CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Business owners and farmers, are you concerned with the economy and where things might be headed? That's why it's important to be thinking about your 2024 and 2025 operating monies. Come see our newest addition, my son Tyler and I, for the best value in the market. Because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice to have a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See us for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
All right, we're back. Portside Fieldhouse. Brody, you got holiday plans? You got parties you going to?
I have a bunch of parties. I have two tomorrow, two on Christmas. I think one on the 27th, and nice. Then another one about a week from now. So,
yeah,
a lot of parties, a lot of people to see.
Yeah, always fun. We had a family party on Saturday. We got one, nothing tomorrow. Two on Christmas Day and one the following Saturday. So, timeout breaks. The Lady Blue Jays cut the lead to 8 on a banked in 3 by Fairchild. Kind of hit the corner and just kind of toilet bowled in a little bit. So, Lady Indians lead is 8. Now the Lady Blue Jays applying some pressure. Hershey's looking to attack, and she's going to get called for the foul. Yep. Just trying to reach there and picked up a foul. Just first of the quarter for the Lady Blue Jays. So Lady Blue Jays now on like a 1-2-2 full court trap or three-quarter court trap. Kennedy with the ball. She's being guarded and gets it over the timeline. Cameron looking to attack. She's looking to go in. Ball's going to get back out. Lady Indians going to reset. Lady Blue Jays in the zone. Kennedy looking to attack. Ball's moving over to Kennedy to Bridget. Bridget now looking to skip pass over to Kennedy. Kennedy coming baseline. Jump shot up and good. So good little 8-foot jump shot from the baseline by Kennedy Mullenkamp. And Lady Indians' lead is now 10. 3:40 to go, third quarter action. Lady Indians in man. St. John's looking to... up. Good defense by Cameron Mullenkamp. Keeping her feet down, hands up. Gets the tip. Lady Indians looking to run. And... McKenna put her second hand on it, gets called for the double dribble. So Back and forth we go. Lady Indians still with a 10-point lead, 36-26. Defensive intensity is definitely picked up. And substitution, Blair Gable checks in for Emma Wiltsey. And Blair Gable, the, 5'5 freshman. Blair Gable, one of two freshmen on the roster for the Lady Blue Jays. So they have the ball. Lady Indians still in man-to-man defense. Vonderwall with the ball, looking to cut, looking to attack. Kerner looking to attack again. Nowhere to go. Good defense by Cameron Mullenkamp. She's been making it tough for her all game. And Kerner's going to do a step-back three. No good. Rebound Carlin Niekamp, and now she's looking to run. Over to McKenna. Now back to Carlin Niekamp. Carly going to good give and go there by McKenna Hillskamp and Carly Niekamp for a two. 38-26, Lady Indians lead. Now Lady Indians look to be in, no, they're still matched up. Kind of hard to tell. Sometimes they run like that matchup zone where everyone's kind of moving and there's different rotations, but just Lady Indians in a man-to-man defense. Now stolen by Cameron Mullenkamp. She's looking to go. She attacks, gets down hill and gets 2 points. So good steal and basket by Cameron Mullenkamp. Just reading the defense there, picking off the pass and taking it the distance. Lady Indians lead now 40-26. Hershey in the corner. Dribbles up to the front point, over to Kerner. Kerner got the ball at the point, back over to Hershey. Hershey being guarded by McKenna. Looking to go somewhere with it. Vonderwall and Bridget Holman's going to pick up at least her third foul. Lady Blue Jays going to have it out of bounds. Substitution for Lady Indians, Emma Schmitz. Check in for Bridget Holman. And let's see, we have a substitution. Wiltsey's going to come in for Fairchild, Aubrey Fairchild. So Lady Blue Jays looking to inbound. And it's going to be another 5 second call. Good denial by the Lady Indians, just giving Hershey nowhere to go with the ball. And Kennedy Mullenkamp bringing it over the timeline. 2 minutes to go. Lady Indians lead 40-26. And Lady Blue Jays still in that zone. Indians running the weave against it. Finds Carly in the corner. She's looking to attack. Kicks it out to Kennedy, who goes up. And Kennedy's going to get the foul. Good downhill drive there by Kennedy. Drawing some contact. Going to go to the line for two. A lot of contact there, but it just didn't look like she was in position to take the charge. So it's a hard thing to do sometimes when you're going full speed and you know you're just going to run into somebody. You know, well, Brody, you played football, so you know what that's like.
But yeah.
Golfers like me, I don't got any idea what that's like. I always like to shoot over people.
Y'all. My job is to run into people a lot bigger than me, too.
Right. So, Carly Niekamp, rebound and basket. So, Kennedy makes the first, misses the second. Rebound and basket, Carly Niekamp. Indians lead growing, 43-26, 17 points. And Lady Blue Jays, Wiltsey with the ball. And ever since that 18-point first quarter, Lady Blue Jays just have been having a hard time generating offense. And Hershey with the ball. Number 21, Lauren Wiltsey. Assuming that's Emma's sister. Ball's turned over. McKenna Hillskamp looking to go. Now Coach Deitch pulls it back. Says, let's get into some offense. Carly Niekamp looking to attack. Looking to get downhill. And going to be a blocking foul on number 12, Ava Hershey. So it's going to be her third. Or not her, but the team's third of the quarter. Minute four to go. Lady Indians with the baseline out of bounds play. And it's a skip pass. Carly's going to get up off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Wiltsey. And Kerner is now looking to run. Kerner with the ball. Kicks out. Wiltsey's got a spot up for three. Off the back of the rim. Rebound Vonderwell over to Fairchild. Fairchild looking to get a shot. Kerner looking to attack. Kerner with the ball, drives left side, tipped and blocked by Cameron Mullenkamp. Ball's loose, stolen back by Vonderwell, and Kerner's going to shoot a three, and she's going to get it. The three-point basket by Megan Kerner, number 23. Kennedy Mullenkamp with the ball. 25 seconds to go. Lady Indians lead 43-29. Cameron Mullenkamp looking to attack. Weave is happening. 18 seconds to go. Carly Niekamp's just going to pull it out. Play for one. Carly looking to go. Kicks to the corner. Now Kennedy up, jump shot over. Ball's long. Wiltsey looks to get it. Chased down by Carly Niekamp, but she was out of bounds. The ball's going to go to Lady Blue Jays. 3.9 seconds to go. Lady Indians lead 43-29. Carly with a steal, and she's going to get the bucket. Wow. Great play by Carly Niekamp. Gets the steal, gets two dribbles, gets to the cup, and gets it to go. We'll be back for fourth quarter action after this.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
All right, Brody, we're back. Fourth quarter action. Lady Indians lead the Lady Blue Jays 45-29. And Lady Blue Jays to get a little bit more offense going that third quarter, but it's been tough sledding as the Lady Indians have kind of took the lead in this game. And Lady Blue Jays with the ball. Lady Indians in man. Ball's getting to Kerner. Kerner looks for a three, and she gets another one. Kerner. A little late rotation there, and she gets the three ball off, and now the lead is 13. Kennedy looking to attack. Lady Blue Jays in zone. Carly Niekamp looking to probe. Over to Cameron. Now Kennedy. Kennedy's going to kick out Carly. Carly's going to go in the middle. She squares up off the backboard and in. Carly Niekamp having a heck of a game. Not sure how many she's got, but she's had a lot of buckets. And now Lady Blue Jays throw it well over Hershey's head, and Lady Indians going to get the ball back, leading 47-32. 7:15 to go, fourth quarter. Kennedy walking the ball up. Guarded by Hershey. Now Lady Blue Jays looking to go man. Carly's going to fire a three off the back of the rim and going to go out of bounds back to the Lady Blue Jays. So Lady Blue Jays finally come out of that zone. Probably needed to. Down 15, 7 minutes to go. So Kerner bringing the ball up for the Lady Blue Jays, guarded by Cameron Mullenkamp. Lady Indians in man. Ball's dead. Vonderwell with the ball. Looking to attack. Over to Fairchild. Fairchild looking to get it. She gets a look. Up. Ball is long. Saved by Vonderwell in the corner. Wiltsey's going to shoot another three off the back of the rim. Rebound McKenna Hilskamp. Lady Hilskamp going to bring it up for the Lady Indians. Blue Jays back to man. McKenna looking to attack. McKenna skip pass over to Carly. Carly going to the middle of the paint. Up. No good. Rebound McKenna. Up and good. So rebound and basket. McKenna Hilskamp. Lady Indians with a 49-32 lead. 6:15 to go. Fourth quarter. Kerner with the ball. Being guarded. Switched on to by Emma Schmitz. Hershey now dribbling over to Fairchild. Fairchild, they're running the old weave. Kerner with the ball, guarded by Niekamp. She goes all the way through. Ball is tipped, and McKenna's going to come away with it. So good defense by Cameron Mullenkamp there. Carly Niekamp walks it up the timeline. Looking to go. Now over to Kenny. Kenny's going to get to the middle of the paint. Finish left-handed. Good dribble handoff and bucket finish there by Kennedy Mullenkamp. Ball's coming. 51-32. Lady Indians lead. 5:38 to go. Fourth quarter. Lady Indians in man. still coming out, making it hard, contesting everything, trying to get out on that three-point line. Kerner hits another, though. That's her third three of the second half. And cuts the lead to 16. Lady Blue Jays going to take a timeout.
Stroll Appliance and Electronics in Portland is so much more than just a GE appliance store. Strolls has air fryer baskets, foot warmers, panini makers, cameras, consumer cellular phones, electric corkscrews, snow cone makers, and so much more. Be sure to stop by Strolls at 1513 North Meridian Street at the north edge of Portland when you're holiday shopping and look over their many gift ideas. And don't forget the batteries.
All right, Brody, we're back. 5:24 to go. Kerner with her third three of the second half here. And she's been able to get that shot off pretty quickly. Some contested threes. Two of them, I think, were contested. So the lead is 16. You got to expect some type of pressure from the Lady Blue Jays to try and get some possessions, try and get back in this game. So the Lady Blue Jays coming out of the timeout. Carly Niekamp to receive the inbound from Cameron. Carly with the ball. Lady Blue Jays in a 1-2-2 trap. Cameron looking to attack. Still looking. Keeping her eyes up over to McKenna. McKenna skip past to Carly. Carly in the middle looking to attack. She's going to come down the paint. Kicks out to Bridget. Bridget Homan with the three. Off the front of the rim. Rebound Cameron Mullenkamp. She's got it. Now looks to be tied up. Oh, there's going to be a foul call. Number 12, Ava Hershey. Looked like it could have been a tie-up. Could have went either way, but Lady Indians get the possession baseline out of bounds. Cameron flipped to Carly. Carly again up just off the back of the rim. Good look, good find. Just kind of rimmed out. So Kerner looking to attack. He's going to kick out to Wiltsy. Wiltsy pump fakes. Now Fairchild looking to shoot. Kerner guarded by Cameron. Skip pass over to Hershey. Hershey looking. Wiltsy in the corner. Ball's dead. Over to Fairchild. Now corner looking to attack. Wiltsy skip over to Hershey. Good defense by Lady Indians. Wiltsy with a big three. Boy, it almost looked like Bridget Homan got a piece of that. Lady Indians lead is 13. And Wiltsy's coming up looking to attack and tips it out of bounds. Lady Indians going to retain possession. Cameron looking to inbound. Skips it over to McKenna. Lady Blue Jays now look to be in zone. And ball knocked out by Hershey. Cameron inbound again to McKenna. Looks like the Blue Jays in maybe like a 1-2-2. And dribble weave. Hershey looking to attack. Bridget Homan dribbles through everyone. And the ball, Emma gets it. And the ball tipped by Lady Blue Jays. Lady Indians going to retain possession. Yeah, a little bit different zone defense here by the Lady Blue Jays. McKenna's got it being guarded by Hershey. McKenna driving over to Bridget. Bridget looking over to Cameron. Cameron looking to attack. Skips it over to Bridget. McKenna in the corner. She's going baseline. And she's going to lose out of bounds. Ball's going to go back to the Lady Blue Jays. Kennedy Mullenkamp checks in for Cameron. Kennedy with a quick break. And Lady Indians 51-38 lead. Fourth quarter, 3:48 to go in the contest. Lady Indians and man. Blue Jays running their stuff. McKenna with the steal. She's looking to go all the way. Up and good. So steal and basket by McKenna Hielskamp. Kerner looking to go, guarded by Kennedy Mullenkamp. Getting in the middle, stolen again by McKenna. Ball's rolling around. It's going to be, looks like a tie-up. Possession error go to the Lady Indians. Good defense. McKenna's several steals this half. Just been very aggressive and active in those passing lanes. Lady Blue Jays now full court. Ball goes to Carly Niekamp. Carly looking to attack. She's going to go all the way. Up, no good. Gets a rebound. And still got it. Kicks out to Bridget Homan. She's going to shoot a 15-footer. Got it. So good offensive rebound and find by Carly. 55-38, Lady Indians with the lead, 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Kerner picks up her dribble. Over to Vonderwell. Wiltsy on the corner. Back out to Kerner. Kerner looking to attack baseline. Ball tipped out of bounds by Bridget Holman.
Looks like Neil got some action over there.
Oh, yeah.
Basketball tipped
Neil
out
caught
towards
that
him.
One, and then he started spinning it on his hand like he was a Harlem Globetrotter. Can you believe that?
Well,
Kerner.
Neil's a very special man, so.
He is awesome.
A lot of talent.
I mean, he does. He certainly does a lot for our community. And Kearney, over to Hershey. Hershey going to shoot a three. She's going to hit it. Man, the Lady Blue Jays have to have. They have to. I don't know how many threes. They got to have 10, 11 threes on the contest. But we're going to take a timeout. We'll be back. Lady Indians lead 55-41, 2:35 to play.
Need gas? Stop into Fort Sight Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fort Sight Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low. At Fort Sight Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fort Sight Streets.
Brody, we're back. 2:35 to go in the contest. Lady Indians lead the Lady Blue Jays 55-41. Lady Indians with the ball. Blue Jays looking to pressure. Full court man. Kennedy's got it. Looking to attack. Over to Bridget Holman. And Bridget Holman's going to dribble in. Finish off the front of the rim. No good. Vonderwell with the rebound. And she got trapped down on the baseline. And she stepped out of bounds. Ball going to go back to the Lady Indians. So pretty good look for Bridget. Just right off the front of the rim, you know, you take those close shots to the bucket. Carly looking to attack again in the middle. She gets up and good. Carly Niekamp, another basket. Just a lob over the top. She's hit that several times this game. 57-41. Kennedy guarding Wiltsy over to Hershey. In the corner to Fairchild, guarded by Carly Niekamp. Skip pass over to Kerner. She's going to shoot a three. Ball's long. Rebound McKenna. 2 minutes to go, 57-41. Lady Indians with the lead. McKenna in no hurry, being guarded by Kerner. And going over to Cameron, over to Bridget Holman. She's going to shoot a jumper from the right wing, and she's got it. Two-pointer, long two by Bridget Holman. Good-looking jump shot there. Lady Indians lead, 59-41.
Minute 40 left here in the game. At what point do you start to try to slow things down on offense and take your time and run the clock a little bit more?
I would say we're getting to that point. See, Coach Deitch going to send the ladies on the bench in. And 18-point lead, minute 35 to go. And, you know, it was the Lady Blue Jays kind of came out, punched us in the mouth a little bit, hit a lot of threes that first quarter, and then it's good to see the Lady Indians respond and play tough defense and really make it hard for them to get good shots off. So a lot of substitutions in for the Lady Indians. Fairchild going to shoot a three, and she's got it. Minute 30 to go. They're going to inbound it. Paisley Hart over the timeline. Dribbling left-handed. Back out to Ivy. Over to McKenna. And she's going to get fouled. Minute 15 to go. 15-point lead, Lady Indians. McKenna looking to inbound. Lady Blue Jays applying pressure. Ball's tipped. Now we got Maddie Shainline with the ball to Ivy Toby. Ivy in the dribble handoff action. Ball's tipped. Going to go back to Lady Indians. Minute 8 to go. Subs in for the Lady Blue Jays. McKenna Hilskamp to inbound again. And out to Ivy Toby. Ivy with the ball. Looking to... Yep, going to be fouled by Kerner. Lady Blue Jays' third foul of the quarter. So, Lady Blue Jays still fighting, still being very aggressive there. And then final sub, we're going to get a substitution. Kylie's Let's see here. I'm trying to find some numbers. 25, Gracie Kreck is in. Maddie Shainline, good pass. Up, no good. Paisley Hart rebound, gets knocked down. She's going to call for a travel. So McKenna hits Madley for a streaking layup and just a little bit too hard and rolls out. And Kerner with the ball. Looking to attack. Kicks out to Hershey. Hershey over to a new Lady Blue Jays. 22 shoots a three. No good. 22, Blair Gable with three. McKenna with the ball. 42 seconds. Lady Indians lead 59-44. And Lady Indians just going to try and run some clock here. McKenna over to Ivy. Ivy over to Maddie. Just running that weave. Maddie going to go up, shoot a left-handed layup, and score it. So good left-handed take. Left-handed layup, Maddie Shainline for two, 61-44, 20 seconds to go. Kerner looking to get in the middle, shoots up, and she's going to go to the line to shoot two. So the foul's on 22, McKenna Hilskamp. Her second of the quarter for the Lady Indians. And both teams still playing hard here, 61-44. First shot up, good by Kerner. Second free throw. Kerner up and good. And substitution. Number four, Aubrey Fairchild, going to come in for Megan Kerner. So 61-46, 14 seconds to go. Paisley's going to bring it over the timeline. Paisley over to Ivy Toby. 6 seconds. Maddie Shainline, she's going to look to attack. Middle of the floor, she's going to go in, lose it. And that's going to be it. So Lady Indians victorious, 61-46. A good response after that first quarter. And we will take a break and be right back to wrap up the postgame show.
It's time for basketball, and it's also time to get that new Lazy Boy recliner to watch the March Madness games in comfort from Meddler's Furniture in downtown Portland, Indiana, and now also at Fort Recovery's own Simple Touch Home Decor. The Simple Touch now stocks select items from Meddler's Furniture right here in Fort Recovery. These two great businesses are partnering to provide their customers with quality furniture and decor products that are displayed at both stores. Now you can shop for that Lazy Boy recliner and other top quality furniture for your home and your unique home decor items, not only at Meddler's Furniture in Portland, but also at a Simple Touch in Fort Recovery. Check out the selection at both stores. You'll be glad you did.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
All right, we're back. Fortside Fieldhouse final. Lady Indians 61, Lady Blue Jays 46. And a good win, Neil, kind of like you talked about. It's one that you should win. And it started out a little shaky. The Lady Blue Jays did a good job of first handling the pressure and then finding open three-point shooters. They come out and take a quick nine-point lead, 18-9. And then after that, it was all Lady Indians.
Yeah, changed our defense and did a little bit. But every time they were open, they were shooting those threes. Delphus, I'd say they were pretty hot tonight. They probably made more than 50% of their threes.
Yeah, and I would say it's probably more than 10, if I had to guess.
Yeah, they made six in the first quarter and at least two in the fourth quarter. Yep. And I'd say they made several. They didn't make any points in the second quarter, but the other ones, I'd say there's at least 30, 35 of their points or more out of the 46 they have were three-pointers.
And for the Lady Indians, I don't have any official stats, but I believe they were probably paced by Carly Niekamp, who had a whale of a game.
Yes, she did. Rebounds and points.
Hard for them to handle her inside. She got a lot of good looks, a lot of good finishes. McKenna Hilskamp hit a couple threes. Kennedy with some good dribble drive action. And just all a good response after that first quarter. It's good to see. Yeah.
What did you see, Brody? Holidays. Did you see anything interesting that we haven't already covered here?
I don't know basketball too well, but I did see
that. You play basketball in the CYO. You at least know something.
Not anymore.
Oh, you don't? Oh, yeah.
Used to.
You're a wounded warrior now.
Yep. But I think we did a great job of handling how Delphus came out and just started firing threes.
Yeah.
Did a great job of shutting that down and getting our defense zoned in, and then we did a great job offensively. So,
yeah, it was good. I mean, it's good to see the Kennedy, Carly, the senior leadership show up, and those girls started to really play hard, and defensive intensity ratcheted up. You know, not as many easy shots, and it's a good way to go into the holidays, guys, with a W. So we'll just kind of recap maybe next weekend coming up. Friday, the boys host South Adams. There will be recognition for state competitors between the JV and varsity games. Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with our audio on NFHS video. And then Saturday, come on out. Battle of 119 at Marion Local. Girls varsity at 6 p.m. Boys varsity at 7:30. It'll be simulcast on WPGW. Huddle video will also be available.
And I didn't put it on there, but that's on Saturday. On Monday, we do exactly the same thing with St. Henry here.
Yep, the Battle of 119. So there'll be junior high games going on. There will be
Saturday at Marion Local, and Monday
St. Henry we will host at home. So, hey, great way to spend the holidays with some more round ball.
Yep.
Well, good game, gentlemen. Hope you have a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, and to all your listeners out there as well.
Same to you.
Merry Christmas, and good win for the Lady Indians.
Yep. Another MAC win, so I'd say we're in good shape. Thanks a lot to you guys for taking care of the broadcast and our sponsors for helping us get this going, and all the listeners, that's important to us. And the girls know that everybody can't get to the games, but when they know you guys are listening, helps them a lot. They play a lot better. So thanks, and good night from the Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Nice win by the Lady Indians.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.